Introduction. In the final year of my presidency, I began to think seriously about writing my memoirs. On the recommendation of Karl Rove, I invited more than a dozen historians to the Oval Office. To a person, they told me I had an obligation to write. They felt it was important that I record my perspective on the presidency, in my own words. Have you ever seen the movie Apollo 13? The historian Jay Winnick asked. Everyone knows the astronauts make it home in the end, but you're on the edge of your seat wondering how they do it. Nearly all the historians suggested I read memoirs by President Ulysses S. Grant, which I did. The book captures his distinctive voice. He uses anecdotes to recreate his experience during the Civil War. I could see why his work had endured. Like Grant, I decided not to write an exhaustive account of my life or presidency. Instead, I have told the story of my time in the White House by focusing on the most important part of the job, making decisions. Each chapter is based on a major decision or a series of related decisions. As a result, the book flows thematically, not in a day-by-day chronology. My goals in writing this book are twofold. First, I hope to paint a picture of what it was like to serve as president for 8 consequential years. I believe it will not be possible to reach definitive conclusions about my presidency, or any recent presidency for that matter, for several decades. The passage of time allows passions to cool, results to clarify, and scholars to compare different approaches. My hope is that this audiobook will serve as a starting point for anyone studying this period in American history. Second, I write to give readers a perspective on decision-making in a complex environment. Most of the decisions that reach the president's desk are tough calls, with strong arguments on both sides. Throughout the book, I describe the options I weighed and the principles I followed to make decisions. I hope this will give you a better sense of why I made the decisions I did. Perhaps it will even prove useful as you make choices in your own life. Decision Points is based primarily on my recollections. With help from researchers, I have confirmed my account with government documents, contemporaneous notes, personal interviews, news reports, and other sources, some of which remain classified. There were instances in which I had to rely on my memory alone. If there are inaccuracies in this audiobook, the responsibility is mine. In this recording, I've done my best to discuss the decisions I got right, those I got wrong, and what I would do differently if given the chance. Of course, in the presidency, there are no do-overs. You have to do what you believe is right and accept the consequences. I try to do that every day of my 8 years in office. Serving as your president was the honor of a lifetime, and I appreciate your giving me an opportunity to share my story. Quitting. It was a simple question. Can you remember the last day you didn't have a drink? Laura asked. She wasn't threatening or nagging. She did expect an answer. My wife is the kind of person who picks her moments. This was one of them. Of course I can, came my response. Then I thought back over the previous week. I had a few beers with the guys on Monday night. On Tuesday, I'd fixed my favorite after-dinner drink, Benedictine and brandy. I had a couple of bourbon and sevens after I put Barbara and Jenna to bed on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday were beer-drinking nights. On Saturday, Laura and I had gone out with friends. I had martinis before dinner, beers with dinner, and B&Bs after dinner. Uh-oh, I had failed week one. I racked my memory for a single dry day over the past few weeks, then the past month, then longer. I could not remember one. Drinking had become a habit. I have a habitual personality. I smoked cigarettes for about 9 years, starting in college. I quit smoking by dipping snuff for about 4 years. I quit that by chewing long-leaf tobacco for a couple of years. Eventually, I got down to cigars. For a while, I tried to rationalize my drinking habit. I was nowhere near as bad as some of the drunks in our hometown of Midland, Texas. I didn't drink during the day. I was in good shape and jogged almost every afternoon. Another habit. Over time, Laura's little question provoked some big ones of my own. Did I want to spend time at home with our girls or stay out drinking? Would I rather read in bed with Laura or drink bourbon by myself after the family had gone to sleep? Could I continue to grow closer to the Almighty, or was alcohol becoming my God? I knew the answers, but it was hard to summon the will to make a change. In 19... 19-